Woo-hoo!
This is your Attitash Race League report with Corey Madden.
Here we go. Attitash Race League. What is this? Week number four?
This is week number four. It's in the books.
Week number four in the books. Good morning, Corey. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, great to be here, Gino, as always.
Excellent. Always a pleasure.
Beautiful, sunshiny, bluebird morning.
Should be a nice morning. Yeah, nice morning for all. In fact, with the big storm coming, it's kind of nice that the race leagues were able to get done earlier this week. Now we'll see what Mother Nature can cook up for us.
Fingers crossed. Really, fingers crossed. You know, I mean, it's been an absolutely incredible season. I say it every week. The ops team has just been crushing it this year between the snowmaking and their decisions of when to groom and get everything dialed in. You know, we've made it through some warm spells, you know, and hopefully this trend is going to turn into more of a snow trend.
Yes.
And we're just going to keep our fingers crossed and hope for that. But I mean, between the snowmaking and the grooming, you go out there every day, and I mean, the smiles on people's faces and the people that are turning out to ski, you know, it's funny to say, but I hate to say it because I'm like a passionate skier and I love the powder, and, you know, Roy the same. And,
yeah.
You know, we love that deep powder, and, you know, a lot of people have a very hard time with the powder. They come out and they ski in it and they're like, why didn't you groom anything? It's like, well, this is kind of what we're in the business for. We want powder and we want snow, but not everybody. So the people that have been coming out week after week, we have seen some great numbers. We're just having such great weekends at both Attitash and at Wildcat, right across both resorts. People are just coming out and skiing. They're loving it. So.
Yeah, it's great. Although, really, when coming to Mother Nature and all of that, the weekends have been really nice for us. Keep our fingers crossed that trend keeps going. The weekends have been nice. Even with this one, it looks like the storm's going to hit tomorrow into Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday look okay, and then who knows what's happening next week, but it looks
Saturday,
okay.
Saturday, Sunday is going to really bless anybody that's able to make it up for the weekend. Anybody that's able to get up here for an early weekend, you know, come enjoy some of that Thursday powder and then get into Friday.
Absolutely.
You know, make it a 4-day weekend. Why not? You know, go online.
Why not?
We have 4-day tickets. Great deals. You know, check out Attitash and SkiWildcat.com for all that information. But for the Race League report.
Yeah, let's get to that.
We got through our slalom.
Yeah, like
it's
I say,
one of our things.
It was the big week for people.
It is the big week for people. You know, this is the most, it's not really grumbling. It's just, I think it's nerves. And then, you know, I guess I missed some people on the email, but some people were showing up and then they were turning around and going back and getting their slalom skis and then coming back.
Okay.
Another guy, he shows up. I was getting ready to race and he's like, yeah, man, I show up, had my GS skis ready to go, just waxed my slalom skis, and I had to go home, scrape them, and then come back. I'm like, well, you know, I'm glad that you had time to be able to do that, and I apologize for anybody that is missing out on the memo as far as how
you, you were clear as day here on the air.
I try the best I
can. We were clear.
It's Facebook. It's Instagram.
There's a lot of ways,
It's, you know, a lot of ways that I'm reaching out to people, the emails that I'm putting out, weekly app race, our party up in Ptarmigan's Pub with our Tuckerman Brewing Company giveaway and stuff like that. It's great to see everybody. Yesterday, my man Ed Chappie, he is the master behind all of the magic that happens for our race league. I do the stuff out on the hill. I set the courses and all that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, I'm kind of the voice and stuff as far as like the radio.
The face,
and,
if you will.
You know, in the face, but, you know, Ed Chappie is the guy behind the scenes that sits there. He looks at Excel files like, and I watch him operate through these things, and I am just mind blown at how he comes up with everything. So our points are getting up to date. Our team scores are all in.
Okay.
We don't have team placements yet. We will, but we did publicize those yesterday at the Ptarmigan Après Ski Party. So anybody that wanted to crunch the numbers, like a Robert Leslie or a Harry Mann, those guys are really good at that stuff. I'm sure at Meisters later I'll run into those guys and they'll tell me exactly where our teams are standing. But, you know, it's just a lot of fun. And, you know, Ed, huge kudos to him for doing all the work that he does behind the scenes, because I honestly am trying to learn. I can time. I can do that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I can sit behind the timer, give you results, all that stuff, but all this little, you know,
nitpicky
stuff. But the slalom course yesterday was fun. It's kind of like a single pole GS.
Okay.
And it's shortened up a little bit. So people actually, you know, were coming up to me and they're like, I had my fastest time yet. And I said, well, you know, it was just a little bit shorter and, you know, but it's, you know.
Just let him think it, Corey. Let him go.
To get him excited is all good. I love it. Absolutely.
Awesome.
So single pulled, yes, basically. But, you know, you're running over the gates. You got your gear on. You know, for some of us, you know, you're all geared up. Chris Koebler had a smoking run yesterday.
He can be lightning when he wants to be.
He is. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, some people are slicers and dicers and, you know, they really know how to do that slalom dance and make their way down. Mm-hmm. And then some people, you know, they make their way. They just make their way down. You know, my dad was throwing it out there. He's like, did you throw a little bit of snow on the course for this next run? Because, I mean, it was right down to that racing surface. And, you know, you want to have that sharp edge and, you know, mm-hmm. you got to have the right tool for the jump. You know, that's what it comes down to. And I mentioned to anybody that had issues, I was like, Andy's Ski Tuning Shop right up the road. Great sponsor. Their tunes are being incredible. And you know what? Those two guys from Andy's,
were the ones
Chris Koebler and right Timmy Jackson, right in the top four, both of them. So Chris Koebler laying down the fastest run of the time.
That's not proof, right? It's not proof. I mean, they also have skills too.
I mean, their skills,
but it helps.
It definitely helps. Yeah. Absolutely, when you have that precise tool for the job. So,
that's great.
It was just a great day. Laura Halapowski was out there. We had couple people hiking the trail yesterday because mm-hmm. it's a short trail, so their warm-up run was a little hike up. Maddie Burkett on a snowboard, you know. But Laura Halapowski coming out early and laying down a great run. Taryn Palmer coming in a little bit later. She's right in the top five. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just it was some great racing, great to watch. I actually had the chance to get behind Callie Allen. She is always skis very well anyway, but slalom is one thing that she absolutely loves. So I jumped in behind her on the GoPro, got a nice close-up view of her.
Nice.
Check out my Instagram page for that.
Absolutely.
And it's just fun to watch. So
very cool. Very cool. When it comes to the race league, what are we looking forward to next week?
For next week. So looking forward to next week, we have our alleyway start. So we start up just a little bit higher. So it's all these disparities that I like to kind of throw in. So any of you sandbaggers out there, you know, we just throw in a little monkey wrench in there. So alleyway, we start up a little bit higher and it gives you a blind turn. So inspection of the course is very important. A lot of people, I know you're in a rush to get out there, but try and get there early. Come take a look at the course. Look at where your next turn is as you go up over that blind knoll. So the blind knoll is where we typically start.
Yep.
So starting up a little higher adds about 6 to 7 gates to the whole thing. Your times are going to be slower because now it's a longer course. Just factor that in. And then we go into our break. So after the alleyway start, next Tuesday, we will have a party. We do weekly anyway, but next week will be a party and we'll have all of our team results. We'll have our up-to-date individual results. Definitely check out the Conway Daily Sun on Thursday, along with Meisters. We also have our results in there as well. Thank you very much to Andy's for that
great.
As well.
It's always nice to keep everybody up to date.
Yeah, Midas North Conway will be giving away some stuff. We'll have some Andy swag to be handed out. Maddie Bees is hooking us up. Seamus McGrath down at McGrath's Tavern. We'll be handing out quite a few things. We'll have a representative from Tuckham in there just, you know, sampling some beers and,
always a good time.
Check the product out. Always a good time. Always a good time.
And then real quick, just in the essence of time, this weekend, anything that we should mention?
This weekend going on, we have Diana's Bath Salts. They're playing up in Ptarmigan's Pub. And then we have, it's the...
Attach.com.
Attach.com for all that. And we have our slope style on the slope.
Okay.
And we also have up at Wildcat, you got to go check out. There's a couple of different bands up there going on too.
Sure. Actually, and that's SkiWildcat.com.
SkiWildcat.
So there you go. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on all those things. And of course, anything that Corey mentioned today can be found there. And of course, we'll see you next week for another Attach Racer Report.
Looking forward to it, Gino.
All right, Corey. Good to see you. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.